Today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So Mishnayis Aleph and Beis spoke about a lulav and a hadas, respectively. So now Mishnah Gimel moves on to Arava. Arava, gzula v'yivesha psula. That should sound familiar, because we had the same dinim by a lulav and by a hadas, that if it's stolen or if it's dried out, it's pasul. Shel asher v'shel erindachas, psula. If it comes from an asher tree or from an erindachas, also, same halachas we had by a lulav and a hadas, that it's going to be pasul. Niktam rosha nifrit to Aleha, those are also similar, familiar to us from Lulav and Hadas, that if the top is cut off or the leaves are removed, it's going to be possible. But here we have a unique thing to Aravos, the Hatzaftsafa, and a Tzaftsafa is also Psula. A Tzaftsafa is a type of Arava where the leaves are round as opposed to elongated leaves that are normally typical of an Arava, so that's going to be possible. Now, what are cases of a Kasher Arava? Kamusha. If an arava is a little bit withered, it's not totally dried, v'shenashru miktsas aleha, or some of the leaves fell off, but other leaves are still there. When we said that nifritzu aleha is possible, that meant that all of the leaves have fallen off, or most of the leaves have fallen off. Over here, the arava is the last one, so we're clarifying that if some of the leaves fall off, so in the previous two mishnayos we said that a species whose leaves were torn off is not kosher. That meant if most of the leaves are torn off, it's not kosher. But if only some of the leaves are torn off, then it's still kosher. Vishel Baal, if it's from a field that's watered by rain and it didn't grow by a stream or by a brook where aravos normally grow, Kshera, it's still going to be kosher. So before we move on to Esrog, the Mishnah tells us how many of each of the Dalim Minim you need. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Adasim, Ushtei Aravos, Lulav echad v'esrog echad. That you need three adasim, two aravos, one lulav, and one esrog. The Gemara explains where you get each of these numbers from. That shlosha adasim is because the Torah says anaf eitz avos. That's how it describes a hadas with three words. So we assume the three words relates to the number of adasim you need. Aravos, because it says arvei nachal in plural, and the minimum of a plural is always two. Pre eitz hadar is very clearly singular, pre, not peros, and therefore it's one esrog. And kapos tamarim, even though kapos is plural, but it's spelled without the vav, as if it said kapas in the singular, so therefore it's only one lulav. So that's why we have those numbers. Afilu shnayim ketum vechareinu katum. Hadasim are kosher, even if two of them have their tips cut off and one of them is not. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, afilu shloshim ketumim, that you could be yotzei the mitzvah even if all three hadasim have their tips clipped off. So Rabbi Tarfon apparently holds that a hadas is kosher even if its tip is cut off, unlike what we learned in the previous Mishnayos. Rabbi Kiva Omer Keshem Shalul Vechad Vesrog Echad Kach Hadas Echad Va'arava Achas. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the numbers. He says just like you only need one lulav and one esrog, you also only need one hadas and one arava to be yotzei the mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that one hadas cannot be niktam rosho, its tip cannot be clipped off, but you only really need one. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Gimel, we learned the dinam of arava, that if an arava is stolen or dried, it's possible. From a sheir, from erindachas, it's possible. If the tip is cut off, if the leaves are all removed, or if it's got rounded leaves, it's possible. But if it's just a little bit withered, or only some of the leaves were removed, or it grows from rainwater and not by a brook, it's going to be kosher. And then Mishnah Dalit, we said that Rabbi Shmuel holds you need three adasim, two aravos, one lulav, and one esrog. Against Rabbi Akiva holds you need one of each. Now Rabbi Shmuel said that of the three adasim, two of them could be ketumim; they could be clipped. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon says all three of them could even be clipped at the could even be clipped, and it's still going to be kosher. Apparently, they're arguing about whether hadar is necessary when it comes to a hadas. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Hey.